You're listening to the audio production of The Truth in True Crime, What Investigating Death Teaches Us About the Meaning of Life, by J. Warner Wallace. Published by Zondervan and read by the author. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains illustrations and all of the citations and references for many of the claims I am making and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. To my grandchildren. Special thanks. Without my amazing wife, I would never have taken the time to explore the truths in this book. Thanks, Susie, for encouraging, inspiring, and partnering with me for over 4 decades. Thanks also to Amy Hall for her steady, consistent commitment to truth and excellence. Her sage advice is reflected on every page of this book. Thanks finally to my friend Frank Turek for his continued support and wisdom.
Forward. My childhood neighbor was a smoker. My big sister and I went over to her house one afternoon, and I was desperate to impress her teenage daughter, Tara, who I thought was the absolute coolest. I caught a glimpse of the amber-colored glass ashtray out of the corner of my eye and had the brilliant idea to pick a cigarette butt out of the soot and hold it to my lips. Just as I had fully embodied the elegant style of Audrey Hepburn with her long cigarette holder, my sister gasped and exclaimed, "Ooh, you are going to be in so much trouble, I'm telling Mom." At this point, my sister and Tara ran out of the room, presumably to race next door and end my life as I knew it. I was left alone in my neighbor's bedroom with nothing but my pigtails, Spider-Man jeans, and crushing guilt. So I did what any sane 7-year-old would do and quickly dashed under the bed. I must have fallen asleep, because before I knew it, the sun had gone down, and I overheard the muffled voice of my mom frantically talking with my neighbor. Then I heard them call the police. "Oh my goodness," I thought. "Now I've done it. I'm definitely going to jail for this." So I burrowed in and hid even longer until I worked up the courage to face the music. I finally came out from under the bed and turned myself in. To my surprise, the police officers were not mad at me. They didn't cuff me, drive me downtown, and book me for underage pretend tobacco use. My story did not turn into a true crime documentary on Netflix. Instead, the officers smiled warmly and took me outside to where my mom was surrounded by neighbors, police cars, blinking lights, and the chopping noise of a helicopter flying overhead. Of course, I could have saved the police the paperwork and trip out to my house and saved my mom the trauma of thinking her child had been kidnapped for several hours, had I known one thing. Truth. That's it. If I had known the truth of the situation, it all would have been resolved quickly with almost no fuss. The truth is, there are no laws against fake smoking. Plus, my sister and Tara probably just ran over to my house, forgot about the whole thing, and started doing something else. Truth changes everything. Truth is liberating. In the case of my smoking debacle, the truth set me free. I was not in trouble. However, it may seem counterintuitive to think of truth as beneficial when the truth is heartbreaking, such as a grim diagnosis or a life-altering phone call. Yet, truth always provides a way of direction and healing. We often cannot appreciate good news until we know the bad news. A cancer patient will not be thankful for the benefits of chemotherapy and be willing to endure its side effects until he knows the truth about the diagnosis. Nor can we turn toward God until we know about our true fallen spiritual condition. Sadly, in our present world, the truth is exchanged for happy falsehoods within the millions of self-help books that confidently advise you on how to live your life. They counsel you to trust your gut, follow your heart, and put yourself first. However, the truth is that you can dig into your own heart as deep as you want, but you will always find the sinner waiting for you there. J. Warner Wallace, a Los Angeles homicide detective renowned for the cold cases he's broken, is uniquely qualified to talk about the worst of the human condition. Wallace also knows how humans flourish when they embrace biblical truth. If I could sum up the truth in true crime into one word.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?